Nimble. Secretive. Ferocious. The Khajiit of elsewhere. In the last video, we discussed the reptilian Argonians of Black Marsh and how their mysterious ways and voluntary seclusion led to them being misunderstood and enslaved by many of the other races of Tamriel. Compared to the Argonians, the Khajiit have had a similar experience, especially with being enslaved by the Dunmer. But overall, their history is just as, if not even more, clouded as the Argonians. Combined with the fact that many Khajiit make for talented thieves, has led to a pervasive sense of distrust from the elves and men. In this video, we'll go over the Khajiit's limited known history, as well as some of their culture and beliefs. There are some discrepancies in the origins of the Khajiit. It is certainly possible that some early form of the cat race was present on Tamriel since the earliest days, much like Argonians, and evolved over time into a literate species. There is evidence that the earliest explorers of the Aldmer apparently encountered a pre-literate form of the Khajiit. The Khajiit themselves, however, tell a different tale. According to them, the first cat deity, commonly known as Padome, chose her favored daughter, Azura, to take one of the existing races of the planet and refashion them so that they may be the fastest, cleverest, and most beautiful people, calling them Khajiit. Some believe this to mean that the Khajiit were originally elvish, possibly Bosmer, before becoming cats. Azura also linked the Khajiit's existence to the lunar cycle and made them in many different forms. Whether or not this myth is true, the last part certainly appears to be, as Khajiit seem to be connected to the two moons and the lunar cycle of Nirn in some way. Depending on the positioning of the two moons at the time of their birth, a Khajiit will grow up as one of many different forms, supposedly more than 20 in total. These forms can vary wildly, with some looking close to Bosmer, to the more common form seen across Tamriel, and even some that are far more bestial in appearance, moving on four legs and ridden by other Khajiit into battle. One breed is similar to a common house cat in appearance, although they retain the intelligence of the Khajiit and can understand others, although they cannot respond. The most unique form of Khajiit is known as the Mane, and according to their traditions, only one Mane can be alive at any time, possibly reincarnating each time. The Mane is born when the two moons align with one another, and the Mane grows up as the leader of the Khajiit. The Khajiit have inhabited the southern region of Tamriel known as Elsewhere since the earliest days of recorded history. This region is divided into two distinct biomes, with the majority of the area covered in badlands and deserts, and the southern section filled with dense jungles. The deserts and harsher northern regions of Elsewhere are populated by nomadic tribesmen, while the jungles are ruled by an aristocracy focused on the production and distribution of moon sugar, a sweet drug that is a daily part of the Khajiit's lives. It is a holy substance for the cats, believed by them to be crystallized moonlight, and they believe that by consuming it, they are consuming small portions of their god's eternal souls. It is used as a seasoning in almost every Khajiit dish, causing them to grow accustomed to the drug's euphoric effects. It is possible, however, for Khajiit to overconsume the drug and succumb to its effects, and humans are especially susceptible to the effects, and are often warned of eating Khajiit cooking. Moon sugar is illegal throughout most of Tamriel, but smuggling is common, especially for skooma. Skooma is a product of refined moon sugar, generally smoked through a pipe or consumed in liquid form. Skooma greatly increases the effects of moon sugar, leaving even Khajiit in a state of delusional euphoria and addiction. Continued use of the drug leaves addicts in permanent confusion and mental deterioration. Skooma plays a small part in some Khajiiti ceremonies, but is heavily controlled, and skooma has proven to be a bit of a problem for Khajiit society. Throughout the First Era, Elsewhere had very little significance to the wider world of Tamriel, and the Khajiit were surprisingly cooperative amongst their various tribes, especially compared to other civilizations at the time. Elsewhere was largely ignored by the Bosmer and the Empire of Cyrodiil, and the region was largely peaceful. The Thracian Plague hit the region toward the end of the First Era, however, and the numerous tribes of the Khajiit were forced to consolidate into only two, the nomads of the north and the aristocracy of the south. With this change came internal conflict, and the two tribes fought each other for centuries until they reconciled their differences and formed a single kingdom, finally naming the land Elsewhere. The reasoning for the name is unknown, but is possibly due to a Khajiit proverb that states, "A perfect society is always found elsewhere." This decision to unite the two kingdoms didn't sit well with all Khajiit, however, and a rebellion broke out. The rebellion finally stopped when the Main, normally a spiritual leader that stays out of politics, stepped in to assist in negotiations. From that point, the two differing groups of Khajiit would rotate control of Elsewhere, depending on the cycle of the moons. The Main, however, would hold the true power over Elsewhere, in a highly secretive form of government. The Khajiit would begin to become a bit more involved in the political scene of Tamriel during the Second Era, and were afflicted with yet another plague during this time, this one originating from Black Marsh. The Queen of the Altmer at the time greatly assisted the Khajiit during the plague, and so they went on to join her in the Aldmeri Dominion, and their attempt to restore elven rule to Tamriel. The Khajiit would prove to be capable warriors, but Elsewhere itself would have relatively little significance for many years. During the Third Era, the Five-Year War would break out between the Khajiit of Elsewhere and the Bosmer of Valenwood. The Khajiit claimed that the Bosmer invaded one of their cities and slaughtered over 1,000 citizens without provocation. The Bosmer claimed that it was a retaliation for the Khajiit attacking caravans bound for Valenwood. Regardless of how the war started, it raged for 4 years and 9 months, with heavy casualties for the Bosmer, and the Khajiit emerging as clear victors. The Khajiit displayed clever and impressive tactics during the war, distracting, separating, and ambushing the groups of superior Bosmer archers. As a result of the war, Elsewhere's borders expanded slightly to the west, taking over some of Valenwood. Of course, during much of modern history, Elsewhere has been under the banner of the Imperial Empire. The Empire often chose to leave Elsewhere mostly alone, as the Khajiit had a habit of rebelling against foreign authority. Despite their overall love of literary works, they even stopped the flow of books into their lands to avoid imperial propaganda. At the end of the Third Era, the Empire crumbled as before, and the Khajiit were independent once again. Their Main was assassinated some years into the Fourth Era, and roughly a century into the era, the two moons vanished from the sky. While this event caused fear and concern amongst most of Tamriel's denizens, the Khajiit were especially connected to the moons, and panic spread across Elsewhere. The moons finally returned after 2 years, with the Thalmor claiming responsibility for bringing them back. Whether or not that's true, the Khajiit believed it to be, and so they joined the newly reformed Aldmeri Dominion once again. Shortly after, with little imperial presence in Elsewhere, the government split once again into two kingdoms after centuries of unification. Khajiit usually rank among the most favored races in Elder Scrolls for a variety of reasons, likely due to their feline appearance and unique mannerisms. Overall, however, the lore is lacking for Elsewhere and the Khajiit, partly due to their own independent nature. A future game set in Elsewhere could provide a lot of new information on the cats and their ancient civilization, but time will tell what the future holds for the race of furry felines.